Hi, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for listening to STEM Podcast for Young Kids. We are on episode 9. Can you believe that, Miss Rose?
Can't believe it.
Today, our topic today is going to be on what is the proper lunch size to pack for my child, along with nutrition and other talking topics that have to go in with food. So my first question for you, Miss Rose, is if I was a parent, how do I know if I'm serving my child large portions for their age?
All right. What you don't want to do is serve adult-sized portions. It's always important to talk to your pediatrician at every stage. However, sometimes we'll feel like a child is not eating enough, or we need to feed them extra food so that they'll be full longer. But I believe that if you stick with the portion size and that your pediatrician talks to you about, you go online and look up something called healthy plates, you'll know exactly the best size to give for your children. Of course, if your child wants a little bit more, you're welcome to give them a little bit more. But what we don't want to see is that you overfeed children.
What is healthy plate? I actually never heard of that before.
All right. So a healthy plate is designed to teach parents and children alike how to portion out the food that they are being served. So to make sure that you get enough fruits, vegetables, protein, things like that.
Wow. And do they do it based off, like, I know they say, like, vegetables should be like a size of a hand. Is it like half your plate or size of your hand? Something like that.
Yeah. No, so now that's when we're talking about adults.
Oh,
but children also have certain sizes that they must,
that's awesome,
that you want to adhere to. Because again, you don't want to find yourself feeding your child like an adult. Today in society, you know, we have a really big problem with portion control, the amount of food that we consume, the amount of types of food that we consume. So we want to give our children a healthy start.
Yeah, definitely. And I love that too, because my next question was going to be about calorie intake and nutrition, because often on products that we see, they'll tell you, you know, serving sizes.
Mm-hmm.
But those serving sizes don't really tell you, like you said, adult serving size, mm-hmm, or child serving size. So Miss Rose already hit that on the nose, mm-hmm, and about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we get children involved in knowing how much is too much for themselves or not enough?
So I know a lot of times when we talk about children, their personalities, you know, are different. Every child is different. But just being able to talk to your child, knowing when they're full, knowing when they are, you know, just want to go and play, maybe they're tired. But also just for me, just sitting down with the children as they eat, mm-hmm, always helps children to eat better and eat more properly.
Do you think that just because they feel like they're being watched?
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird to
me. Yeah. But it's also family time. So children feel much better knowing that an adult is sitting there, that their mom and dad is sitting there with them. They're talking, you know, maybe they're laughing about something. It's family time. And when you have consistent family time, you'll see that your children will eat better.
Wow. That is a great tip right there. How can you get children to try new foods?
Well, it's hard, but
it
first you can introduce it as it is. Mm-hmm. So we'll take a vegetable. And, you know, most children, they see green and they run, you know.
They do. They just hate it.
But you can introduce the vegetable. You may add a little something, maybe make it a dip.
Mm.
There's so many recipes on Pinterest. Pinterest is my go-to. It's my love. It's like my firstborn child. When you think about, you know, finding recipes for children and for myself, even adults as a family, you know, you go to Pinterest, you go to Google, you have different recipes. So, yeah, putting it in a pasta dish that, you know, your child loves, including them in making the food as a family unit or as a mother, daughter, daddy, son type of activity helps. You know, maybe it's not the broccoli this time, you know, because a lot of times children may not like broccoli, but they may like green beans. Sometimes adding it in with other vegetables or with rice, but just making sure that portion size is, if I can't hit anything home today, it is the portion size. So many times we see children, you know, just especially in early childhood, if I can come back to the classroom, you send a lot of food in there and it's Miss Rose can't even eat the food. It's so much food that I can't even eat it. So when you think about sending your children's lunches and snacks, think about what you know they'll want to eat. Maybe you don't want to do, we don't want to do macaroni and cheese every day, but maybe adding a little vegetable to the mac and cheese, you know, will help. And given the correct portion size, and again, if you want them to eat a little bit more, adding that fruit or that their favorite veggie or, you know, maybe their favorite smoothie that you've made from home. It's important to get back to that.
Yeah, definitely. Because the reason we're even discussing this for our listeners is because very often when it is lunchtime, we have our students who are overly packed with food and expected to finish. And it just doesn't really work out with the serving sizes time-wise and things like that. Now, what about there are children who can eat, but then there are children who don't really eat. They're more of a snacker or like a picky eater. How do you overcome that?
That's very tough. I'm going to tell you that right now. When they're picky eaters, it seems like they're at that table or you keep bringing them back to the table constantly. And I mean, we see it in the classroom. You know, they rather walk around with the food in their hand and talk, or they rather just sit. You know, you have one that'll just sit at that table and you have to go over and just help them eat by encouraging them. We try not to do a lot of feeding them, when especially in the pre-K classrooms. But I know in toddlers and babies and the preschool, you still may have to have a little hand with that. And it's okay. But mommies and daddies got to know that you can't send something that you're trying new that you want us to try. It has to be tried with the one that they love and trust the most. To bring it in the school and to want us to try, it's going to be extremely difficult. But you can make if you have a small class, you can make a song out of it. You can tell them the benefits of eating the food. You know, there's a lot of different things that you can try, but it takes time. And I know in early childhood, lunch doesn't last forever because we have to rest our brains, lay down and take our naps. But at home on your Saturdays in the evenings, just trying those things at home. And if you're successful at home, you know, come in and talk to us and let us know. You know, she had this last night. She said she really enjoyed it. We put a little piece in just for her to have more of it. I know when it comes to yogurt, some children love yogurt, but if it's not a sweet yogurt, they may not go for it right away. I often like when you see the mixing of fruit and vegetables in a yogurt, and it kind of, you know, disguises the taste of the initial taste of what they had earlier at home, but they'll eat it better.
Yeah, I like that a lot. It is true, because my little cousin is the worst eater. Mm-hmm. She'd rather take little snacks here and there than sit down for a full meal. Awesome tips. And what about, like, force feeding? I know sometimes, you know, parents, again, I know you want your child to eat. You're not aware of how much they are eating while they're not in your hands. But we do have issues sometimes where parents expect us to really force this large amount of food on the children. Mm-hmm. So what would you say could be a happy medium or a meeting ground for teachers and parents to kind of find balance on that?
All right. So in early childhood, we are not allowed to force feed. And I'm going to repeat that again, because so often when you're in the baby room or the toddler room or the preschool room, even the pre-K room, you want teachers to, you know, feed that child that food. We can't force children to eat. At home, I wouldn't advise it either. You don't want them gagging and choking. And you may say, well, you know, this is what we do. This is my culture. This is, you know, how I handle things. But as a teacher, I know hands down, I don't want to be in trouble, you know, because of choking, because, you know, after eating is nap time. And sometimes children, if you force feed, they may have a little bit left inside their mouth. So Miss Rose doesn't do that at all. However, we will encourage, we will, you know, take a little extra time, because we know that children don't, don't want to eat. They have their own minds. They, you know, sometimes they've made up their minds that they're just not going to eat that mm-hmm. food. And it takes a while sometimes, depending on if the food is like a bread, something that didn't have to be microwaved, we can introduce it again at snack. I know a lot of times parents work extremely hard. They work far from home. They their evening schedule, their morning schedule is like, you know, so small, but we are parents. And because we are parents, we have been given the opportunity to raise children, and you cannot rush everything. You have a little one in your hands, and that little one is going to grow up, and we want to give them the best foundation we can give them. And that goes for food, that goes for language, that goes for love, that goes for all the nurturing that we need to do while they are in our hands. And sometimes you just have to wake up a little bit early. You know, things have to be planned. And with children, plans don't always work. But
well, we know, because in the classroom, right?
Yes, they don't always work. But they are ours, and we want to do the best that we can in forcing them every day or rushing them every day. It messes with the digestive system. It works on the mindset of how they should be eating. So I want to say, you know, and I'm not getting on any parent. Please don't think that. But I want to encourage you to stop and just relax. And lay a great foundation for you and your children, you and your family.
Yeah, definitely. And that definitely goes into schedule time, which will probably be another episode about mm-hmm. structured and things mm-hmm. like that. And my last question for you is, and it's so funny that you said, you know, they're their own little people. Mm-hmm. Now, I have also had parents, when I used to be a teacher, ask me, you know, my child, we eat meat at home, but I'm noticing that they don't like meat. Or, you know, we're vegetarian, but I'm realizing they're kind of gravitating towards meat. And now that is all preference. You know, some parents might be like, nope, we are just vegetarian. Sure, there won't be no meat. But what if a child is really, really going either way? Like, you know, we eat meat at home, but they just may turn vegetarian their own. What would you say to a parent who's dealing with that?
You know what? I mean, like you said, that's the family's preference to be vegetarian, to be dairy-free. You have to make that choice for yourself. But I know in the classroom, if you're vegetarian and you let us know, you know, we honor and respect that. And as your child grows, you have to honor and respect their decisions. But right now, they're under your care. And it's whatever goes in your house, you know, in a healthy way. And if that's what you choose, some, you know, don't allow juice in the home. And that is your preference. And if you think about it, the way juice is processed, the way a lot of the food is processed, you have to be careful. So, and you know, I want to honor, and that schools will honor your preference of, you know, being vegetarian, being dairy-free. You know, in our school here at STEM Academy, for birthdays, we don't allow the cakes and pizzas anymore. Why? Because a lot of times we have allergies and children that aren't allowed to eat the cheese and, you know, things like that. So we want to honor that. The last thing I want to talk about is when children don't eat enough, always try to just add something extra in that you know they'll like. Sometimes mom and dad, we have to make a list, a mental list, a physical list of how you introduce things to your children, what they like, what they don't like. Make sure you communicate that well with teachers. Mm-hmm. And teachers can bring a wealth of knowledge, especially when you're first-time moms and dads. Sometimes we have grandparents at home, and when you have grandma and grandpa there, and they're, you know, they want to just dote on the child. They want to make sure children are eating large portions. But remember, in this country, obesity is at an all-time high. But you don't have to you just have to talk to mom, grandma, and grandma, grandpa, and just say, you know, we want to look at portion sizes. And because we, for everyone, listen, let it not just be about the children. Let it be about mom and dad, too. We need to portion our food just as well as the children. And we always say that children are watching us, and truly they are. So having that talk with grandma and grandpa, and when you're packing, make sure you're packing enough for that child in particular. There is a plate for you, but you know what your children can consume. Reading those labels when you're buying that food out, the process of food. Our world is changing. What was good, you know, rice every day, maybe in a culture, what was good for during that time is not good today.
Yeah, it's so
because
true.
The way things are being processed, when we look at water, the intake of water, the intake of juice. When I grew up, it was Kool-Aid in a pack, and you could control the sugar. Now when you buy the bottled juice, you have no control. And I'm going to tell you something. Watering it down doesn't bring a nutritional value. All right?
No.
Maybe think about making your own juice. Putting that strawberry
making
in
the, your own bread.
The lemon.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to consider all of... You might say, Miss Rose, I don't have time for all of that. But when you start to see your child not having the doctor saying that they need more of this and more of that, or you need to, that child needs more vitamin C, you don't want to always run to the pill or the vitamin itself. You want to be able to control what your child or what you're eating also. It takes a village. It takes time. It takes energy. It takes being able to stop and think. As moms and dads, like I said, we have been given an opportunity to be able to raise children. And with that, I know life's problems and adversities, they befall all of us. But we've been given an opportunity. And we want to make sure we do the best that we can as parents and as educators and as lovers of just being in the human race. We just want to make sure that we are doing our level best.
Yeah. And it's so funny that you said grandmas and grandpas, because my dad always has a joke. I used to be really, really big as a baby, like a lot of rolls. And my dad's like, yeah, that's because your grandma was putting mac and cheese in your bottle. Mm-hmm. I was very, very chubby. So please take heed to that advice.
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Rose. You're always such a great fresh a breath air on this podcast, giving us so much insight. And we hope that you definitely, as listeners, can take away a lot of valuable information on this. Again, nutrition and health all is based on the parent and what they feel is best for their child, but we wanted to more so highlight about portion control, your child's appetite, and as they grow into their own person, and also again health, because there are a lot of processed foods and allergies and things like that. So stay tuned for episode 10 with Miss Rose and Miss Dante, and thank you again for listening to STEM Academy for Young Kids podcast.
Thank you.